Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Celebrating 8 years as radio's small business superhero. He's a syndicated radio host, syndicated columnist, author of two books, and all-around nice guy.
He's everywhere!
The most fantastic crime fighter the world has ever known.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thanks very much. Being part of my day, it's my pleasure to be part of yours. I know it's like a dream come true for you, because it is for me, and I know you have the same feelings, don't you? If you just turned in, now you're wondering what you got yourself into, aren't you? Welcome aboard. We're glad to have you here, and if you've been listening already, we know what you think. You think you're getting smarter by the minute, don't you? That's right, and you are, because we have cool people like Annabelle Dodd joining us who enlighten us and inform us and drop their pearls of wisdom on us all the time. Annabelle, as you know, is the author of The Essential Guide to Telecommunications. She is our telecom expert, and I got a lot of questions for Annabelle today, as I usually do. Annabelle, welcome back to the show.
Thank you so much, Jim. It's great to be here.
It's good to have you here. You're all a Twitter about being on the show again, aren't you?
Oh, yeah. Twitter.
Annabelle, the big news is the iPhone.
Oh, my God. I want one.
You do?
Well, I do want one, but I really want to stay on the Verizon network. I'm not paid by them, but I just...
Right.
You know, you feel it's about time that somebody made a phone that was... Well, there have been other prestigious phones, and particularly in countries like Japan. If you're a single young guy, you have to have the in phone.
Right.
But this is really first prestigious, well, not prestigious, but first really hip phone where you had your email, and
it's really a
music player.
Since the BlackBerry.
Yes.
Right.
And it's hipper in a way than the BlackBerry.
No,
the
BlackBerry wasn't all that hip, but it was a pretty darn full-functioning computer.
And it still is. And it's, you know, but that was geared for business people and later moved over to residential. But it's still primarily business, whereas the iPhone is really geared to consumers.
Right.
So, and as a leisure, and it's really an all-in-one device. The interesting thing, a year or two ago, I heard an interview with the CEO of Apple, Steve Jobs. And he said, no, that would never happen. He didn't want one single phone for both music, phone, and email. And here he is.
Well, that's when he was selling the iPod. He didn't have a phone.
Right.
That's the reason he said that.
Yeah.
But now that he has a phone with an iPod in it, or an iPod with a phone in it.
Jim? Do you think he's self-serving?
Oh, no, not Steve Jobs. but the man's a genius. You know, I owned a... I bought a Macintosh in 84, you know, and used them for a long time.
I always used them at work back then. Then they lost the whole work market.
Yeah, exactly. Which was their own, and they did it to themselves. But no, I think Steve Jobs has got his. You know, he's the guy who led the iPod revolution, and look what that's done. He basically resurrected Apple as a company with the iPod,
and he turned around the whole music industry with the iPod.
He sure did, and also now with the iPhone. But what is it? What is so compelling about the iPhone?
I think it's a user interface, and I think it's good looking. Apple, as you know, Macs have always had a simple user interface.
Yep.
And then the rest of the industry keeps up with them.
Let's be honest and point out that Windows was a reaction to the Macintosh operating system.
Exactly,
Windows is basically a copy.
Of the industry catches up with them, or
Windows is
them.
Basically a copy of copying the visual, the icon way of managing your desktop. That's what Windows is, and Apple was doing it years before, 10 years before Windows.
Right. That's right.
So yeah,
and they still haven't caught up. And Windows hasn't caught up with the Mac.
In some ways, you're probably right. But the problem with Mac, for in the 80s, most developers were developing for Macs. For some reason, that sea completely changed, so that by the mid 90s, I guess with the advent of Windows, most applications were coming out that were Windows based, not Mac based.
Well, Mac didn't open up their operating system.
That's
they were
right.
always more difficult to develop software for.
That's exactly right. But anyway, back to iPhones. This thing is a slick web browser. It's a phone. Does it have contact management? I mean, I guess you can get email and everything else, right?
Yeah, I don't know about contact management, but you can get email.
Yeah. Stand by. Hold on to that thought. I want to ask Annabelle some more questions about the iPhone. Then we're going to move on to some other telecom issues right after these messages. 20 till. Stay with us. You have to go on and do it all day. Welcome back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're visiting with Annabelle Dodd. She is the author of the Essential Guide to Telecommunications. Annabelle, I have the fourth edition in front of me. Is that the last one?
Yes, it is.
All right. So, folks,
but it was just translated into Korean.
Korean. Have you seen the copy? Have you seen the book?
Yeah, I have.
Yeah.
I can't read it, but...
How's it look?
It's very heavy. They used real good paper.
Oh, really?
Very interesting. Looks nice.
Well, that's pretty cool. Folks, you can, as you know, no chopped liver on the Small Business Advocate Show. Only the best for my audience. And when something is fourth edition, that means it's worthy of your time and interest and your money. Annabelle, we're talking about cell phones, folks, and primarily right now the iPhone. They're about $500.
Yeah.
Have you ever paid $500
for a low-end model, Jim?
Oh, really? You mean there's a more expensive one?
Yeah.
How much is it?
I think it's $600.
Have you ever paid $600 for a cell phone?
No, I haven't. Have you, Jim?
No.
Oh.
No.
Are you getting an iPhone?
I probably won't get one until they get the kinks worked out of it. Because I really just need a phone. You know what I need? I need a phone that is a good phone. I need a good email client, a good email system, which I now, by the way, I have a Dash.
Really?
I have the T-Mobile Dash.
How do you like it?
I don't like it.
Why?
It's a good phone, but it's not a good email device.
What's wrong with it?
It just doesn't get my email like it's supposed to.
Oh, it's not consistent?
It's not consistent. It doesn't get email. When I had my other Blackberries, they were just rock solid. And this, I thought this was going to be like a Blackberry, but it's not. It's not as good as a Blackberry. And so I'm probably going to go back to the Blackberry. But the Blackberry I want is the new, which is the new Curve, is only with AT&T. It's not with T-Mobile. You don't have that. Which brings me to my question, and the other reason to get back to your point about whether I'm going to buy an iPhone or not. Why do companies, cell phone companies, align themselves certain devices with certain telephone providers, telephone connection providers? Why do they do that? Why can't I buy the phone I want and then pick out the telephone company I want?
The reason that happens is that the cell phone companies, they may pay, let's say, $200 for a cell phone.
Are you talking about like Verizon or T-Mobile or AT&T, those companies?
Exactly, those companies.
Right. They buy
the phones.
They
pay $200 for a phone, and they sell it to you for $100.
Yeah.
They subsidize it. In exchange, you sign a two-year contract or
exclusivity.
Whatever.
Exclusivity.
I'm sorry?
Exclusivity.
Yeah, an exclusive contract for a couple of years.
Mm-hmm.
And they figure they're making up subsidizing their phone by having you on their network and paying usage for a couple of years.
So when I
and they
so,
want to see you using email and downloading ringtones, you know, they get a piece of all that action.
Are you saying that the $600 iPhone costs AT&T more than that?
No, the iPhone may not be subsidized, but they still keep it. They don't care. They still want to keep that exclusively on their network.
So a $250 BlackBerry costs my company more than that.
Exactly.
Huh. Very interesting.
Yeah.
I remember the old days, Annabelle, when I got my very first cell phone. You know, when they well, not in the very first days, because in the early days I had to pay a lot of money for a cell phone. But I know eventually, you know, if you bought their service, they'd actually give you a phone. Remember that?
Yeah. And some phones are so cheap they're practically giving them away now. You can get a phone for $30 or.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
So back to the iPhone. Do you think that's a good business device? Do you think business people will use that? Is it? You don't know if it gets email. It does get email though, right?
Yeah, it does get email. I'm not sure about the contact list, but it probably does. But I don't think it's as robust for business as the BlackBerry.
That's a BlackBerry. What about?
And, you know, businesses are all set up with their infrastructure with their email to sync up with, to work with the BlackBerry. So I don't know if the IT management is going to want their employees to change, or they may be on different networks. It's a bigger issue for businesses.
Right. I understand they're having a little trouble with the network for the iPhones, that AT&T put the iPhones on what the experts call the slow network. What about that?
Well, yeah, it's not as slow as the old network, but it's not as fast as the fastest Verizon, Sprint, and AT&T network. It's kind of in between. It's fine if you just do email, but if you want to browse the Internet, it's very slow if you want
to. So let me see if I got this straight, Annabelle. And this is, so see, I'm thinking this is like an IQ test for AT&T, right?
Right.
They have a $600 phone that they want to basically, they got exclusivity on, as you say, maybe for a couple of years. They want to take the world by storm. It's a device that is, its big selling point is how cool it surfs the Internet. It navigates the Internet. And then
the Internet, but also the music,
But then they put it on the slow network. So, Annabelle, isn't that like an IQ test for them?
Yeah, but I think later versions are going to work on their higher speed network. Just a matter of time.
Yeah.
It's odd.
You know, folks, sometimes I don't understand what these companies are doing. I mean, you got to admit that seems pretty dumb, doesn't it? To have a slick phone.
It may be dumb, but people can't buy them fast enough.
Well, I know.
I do agree with you, Jim.
But see, that's the reason I'm not buying them. I want that fast network. I'm not spending a penny on an iPhone till I get a fast network.
I hope AT&T is listening.
Balanced on the precipice, the moment must reveal.
Welcome back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and askjim.biz. The first one is where you can find the show and articles, and subscribe to my free newsletter and find out about our Brain Trust members, about 600 of those guys, and lots of good stuff there for you, all at no barrier, with no barrier to entry. If you can get there, we'll let you in. And also, don't forget to check out our knowledge base, the Ask Jim knowledge base, askjim.biz. Check it out and ask questions and get answers immediately. Annabelle Dowd is our guest. She's the author of The Essential Guide to Telecommunications. Annabelle, give us your website. Tell us where the book's available, please.
The book's available at Amazon and all the... You can order it at any bookstore, and it's available through any online bookstore. And I'm at adodd@dodonline.com.
All right. And, of course, the website is dodonline.com.
I'm sorry, I gave you my email address.
That's okay. Well, that's all right. You might hear from some of my wonderful people here. Okay, Annabelle, you asked me earlier, I just remembered, you asked me earlier, had I ever spent $500 on a phone? I think my very first phone back in like 89 that was, you know, was bolted to the floor,
mm-hmm.
my first cell phone, I think it was $500. I think I had to pay $500 for it.
Were you in the car a lot?
Oh, yes. Oh, I made, yeah, I know. It was a lifesaver. It was the best investment I ever made.
And you were probably paying $1.50 or $1.25 a minute?
No, it wasn't that much, but it was expensive. I paid a lot of money for phone service in those days, and my cell phone bill was probably about $400 or $500 a month, but it was worth every penny because it really helped me out. But
wow.
But now the iPhone, I'm going to come back to that thing again. So here's what we got here, folks. We got this $600 phone. It's cool as the other side of the pillow. But AT&T puts it on the slow network. And there's this other issue now, Annabelle, that's coming out about being able to transfer your phone number over. Tell us about that.
Well, there were problems on the customer side. Some customers made the mistake of canceling their old number before they, and that's not the right way. And so then the carrier would give their number to somebody, their phone number to someone else. And then when they signed up at AT&T, the number was no longer available. And that was a piece of it. Other people that just went to AT&T and said, I want to bring my phone number over to your network to work on the iPhone, they were just so flooded with requests that there were a lot of glitches.
See, now
you
understand.
And I think people had to buy the phone from Mac, but it was AT&T doing all the behind-the-scenes administrative work, so they were just overwhelmed.
See, this is where people need to follow Blasingame's first law of technology. You know what that is, don't you, Annabelle?
What?
Wait at least till they get the kinks worked out of it before you buy new technology.
Otherwise, you will be on the bleeding edge, and you will bleed.
Exactly. Don't be the first one on your block to own technology. Give it a little bit of time. That's Blasingame's first law of technology. It's probably very similar to Dodd's first law of technology, isn't it, Annabelle?
Absolutely.
So it was very tempting to
run out and be the first on the block with an iPhone.
So
Everyone's talking about them.
Rush out and buy one then, right? You're
they are so cool, Jim.
How long is it going to be before you have one?
I'm not going to get one. I really like the quality of my connections.
Right. What kind of phone do you have?
I shouldn't say never.
What phone do you have?
I have the Motorola Razr.
The Razr?
But I wish I had a black curved BlackBerry.
I know, but we got to go to AT&T to get that.
Well, that's right. But I think, I wish I had some kind of a BlackBerry.
What is it in the phone that makes it not work with the other people? I mean, why can't I buy a Curve at AT&T and take it over to Verizon and get them to hook it up? Why can't I do that?
See, they have different network technologies. Every phone is made to work with maybe two or three different kinds of technology. And it just won't work. But like AT&T and T-Mobile have the same kind of technology.
So
I don't know what they do to those phones, but they won't work on each other's networks.
Yeah,
either.
See, I want a BlackBerry Curve.
Yeah.
That's the one I want. And because it's smaller but it's still a full. See, I like the full QWERTY keyboard, I don't like the double click keyboard.
Uh huh.
So anyway, well, Annabelle, good job today. Thank you for being here. Thank you for helping us understand. What do you think? You think the iPhone will be on the fast network anytime soon?
I think within the next year or two it will.
Next year or two, okay.
I think it's the very slowest network. It'll be interesting to see what people say about it.
I think I'll wait. Annabelle Dodd is our guest. She's the author of The Essential Guide to Telecommunications. Thank you, Annabelle, for being here. Good job today. We'll see you next time.
Okay, bye-bye.
Gotta go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. And as you know, this program is for you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.